Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler up company from Quarry Rock to all the filler material, plus the expertise to do it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Heater Newman Gym varsity basketball game, about ready to get underway between the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Willamette Wolverines. Willamette Wolverines in town tonight to take on the Grants Pass Cavemen. The JV game just over. Grants Pass JVs had their way with the Wolverines tonight. 70-53, the final score in favor of Grants Pass. We'll see how that shakes out when we get into the varsity game here. Due to get underway in just about 17 minutes, so you're just getting off work. You've got time to get here. And a little space here. We expect the gym to fill up pretty quickly because this is the first game of a doubleheader tonight. The Cavemen boys start off first. The Cavers will be the feature game tonight, getting underway about 7:30 against the same Wolverines. Well, it'll be the girls team. Not the same, but the same school. So that's the situation here. More for you right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Both teams on the floor taking their warm-ups right now. The Wolverines, of course, have black warm-ups up top, but their shorts, dark maroon, black trim. We assume that's what the traveling colors are going to be when we take the floor. Of course, Grants Pass in their normal warm-ups here. And the student section beginning to fill up now and more people beginning to pull in as people are getting off work, finishing up their evening meal, coming here, stop by Abby's and grab some spuds on the way, and oh, no, we can't. That'll happen, folks. At any rate, that's what's going on here at Heater Newman Gym. There's time to get here. Drive carefully, park carefully, and then hurry right into the gym tonight. Going to be a good one as Grants Pass two in a row so far, looking for win number three in a row tonight to elevate their status in the seasonal playoffs within league play. We'll talk about that more a little bit later on in the broadcast. Well, that's the scene right now, though, so stay tuned for a word from head coach Nate Olson right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson. Good to see we're good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And coach, I know we've got a big game coming up tonight. I want to go back to just that last game for a moment or two and relive a moment, because coming down to the wire, which was the most biggest play of the game? Was it Young putting up that alley-oop with 5 seconds to play, or was it Rosetta knocking that ball away at the very end?
They're both obviously big plays. I guess I'd say with the Young one, because it gave us a chance to block a shot. You know, I think if he doesn't make it, then we're in a foul mode, so we're not getting a chance to block the shot. So I'll go with the young alley-oop.
The Young alley-oop. Okay. All right. Good. We talked prior to that game about your team learning to win, and it looks like that they may have taken a step towards that. Whereabouts is your team right now in terms of development?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, I think we put ourselves in a lot of spots. That's what we keep talking about, just keep putting ourselves, give ourselves chances. And, you know, we figured that one out. Now we just got to learn when we got a bigger lead to build on it and not make it so close and, you know, give me more gray hairs. But, you know, I think that we're in the right spot. You know, I think at this part in the league, midway point almost, we're in a good spot. We won some games, getting confident. We just got to keep building on that.
Well, you are in a pretty good spot right now. But technically, if the season ended now, you'd make the playoffs.
Yeah, technically. So, yeah, you know, a lot of room for growth. We got to keep working.
All right. Now, let's deal with one more thing. Rumor picked up that Kingston Conley may be cleared to play or will play soon. What's the status?
He got cleared this week. He's still probably at least a couple weeks out. He got his brace on Wednesday, kind of practiced yesterday. But, again, still just kind of getting into the flow, seeing how it feels. Right now, this week, just working on offensive stuff that's kind of predictable, knows where he's going. Then next, we'll try to build in and maybe see some defensive stuff where it's kind of got to, you know, read and react and see how he kind of responds to that.
When will he be in uniform?
Who knows? There's no timetable set. You know, we're just going to kind of take it day by day, and hopefully he keeps progressing in the right direction, and we'll see where it ends up.
Yeah, so we'll get a senior season after all, or at least part of one.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope. So,
right. Well, it'll be a good addition to the team right now. In the meantime, though, how's your team been since that last win and coming into to face Willamette? What's their psyche right now?
You know, I think it's pretty good. We had a couple good days of practice. You know, worked on some stuff. I went to call it a rest day, but, you know, got a lot of shots up and working on some offensive sets. Kind of kept it light on Wednesday after a long, you know, high tense situation. And then yesterday kind of got a little more physical, got after it. So I think they're in a good spot. So we're excited.
All right. We'll talk about the Willamette Wolverines when we come back right after this word from the indoor airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, let's talk about the Willamette Wolverines right now. They're, I think, 1-4 in conference. Perhaps I could be wrong with that, but certainly don't have as good a record as you do. You certainly are favored in this game. What do you expect from these Wolverines tonight?
Yeah, no, I mean, you look at their record, you say that, but they've been competitive in all those games. I mean, they're similar to us where they might have, you know, we got our three losses, and if you looked at the score, it says we're lost by, you know, 19 and 10 and 11. But really, when we talk about all those games, we've been in those games, and, you know, 4 minutes left, we're down three to 5 points, sometimes leading. I think they're similar to that, so I don't know that I would believe their record. They're talented, their guards are tough. They got a couple tough guards. They're physical inside, so they'll give us a challenge. They run a different 10, 2-3 zone, a little more high pressure. So, again, a different look that we'll have to adjust to, but they're a solid ball club.
All right. What kind of game do we expect tonight? High-paced, what are they going to do? You said they're a pretty physical club.
Yeah, you know, so they kind of play a 2-3 zone, which you would think would slow it down, but it's also super aggressive. Their guards really press the basketball up top. They want to get out and run, so their guards are dynamic. They got a couple posted physical guys, so they want to get out and score. So, you know, we'll just kind of see what happens. Kind of find the right matchups. And, you know, like I said, we kind of play a different style. We'll slow it down a little bit. So we'll see if it's there. I think we can get out and run a little bit as well, just the way they play, and probably play on the glass, try to take advantage of that.
All right. So is the key really trying to contain their guards?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to contain their guards, control pace. We got to rebound the basketball, you know, limit them to just one shot.
All right. And last game, you said that one of the keys to your game is controlling turnovers. Has that improved?
Absolutely. You know, I think we only had 14 the other day, which is, it's a number we'll accept. Where we're trending in the right direction. You know, so when we were over 20 for a while, that's just too high. We got to get down to that. It's in low teens is a good spot. So that was an okay number. We'll take that. If we can do that today, we'll be in good shape.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck. Should be a great game tonight. You're listening to the coach's interview here at KAJO, courtesy of the Indoor Airman. And we'll be back right after this 1 minute. Caveman timeout.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Head Coach Holtz's comments were brought to you by the Indoor Airman. Wanted to share that with you. They've got modern energy solutions. They can help you save on heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to you. Keeps you good and feeling good and all those good things. So we'll move on right now. Time for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, where Dowell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 23, a 6'5" junior, Jordan Rosetta. At 6'2", the senior, also wearing number 5, Grady McKittrick, getting the start tonight. 00, James Traylor, a 6-foot sophomore, also starting, along with Branson Young, wears number 11. He's a 6'3 sophomore. And more, senior leadership coming from Weston Berg, a 5'8 senior, wears number 2. He is a bulldog on defense. Coming off the bench, expect significant numbers from Deadman, Ely, or Bronx Ely, and Preston Gerlitz. So that's what we're looking for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll talk about the Willamette Wolverines when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk about the Willamette Wolverines. We do have confirmed starters, or at least they were confirmed about an hour ago. Of course, everything can change at the start of the game. So we'll hold them to that. We expect the start, though, to come from number 4, Berkeley Granberry. And if you're a longtime fan of Grants Pass basketball, you know that he was a factor last year. In the two games, he accumulated 11 points in two games. He's a free throw shooter, also 5 of 10. Also getting the start at number 20. Will be Kanan Burke. Now, Burke did play last year, but did not figure in my scoring line through two games with the Wolverines. Also getting a start tonight, they're young, now a sophomore, number 24, Brennan Campbell, and number 2 is Ambrose Gardner, both sophomores. I don't have heights on them. It wasn't published. And then number 11, a freshman, Jordan Gilfs. So that's the starting lineup for the Willamette Wolverines. We'll talk more about those two teams when we come back. In the meantime, though, we want to tell you that the starting lineups were brought to you by Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. I'm Chuck Benson reporting on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Let's see, we're about 4 minutes before tip-off right now. Let's talk a little bit about these two teams on the floor. First of all, Grants Pass is 2-3 in conference. Willamette is 1-4 in conference. Grants Pass overall 5-10. Willamette is 5-12. Not too much different there. Let's talk about some comparative scores when we're talking about, let's see, North Medford, they... Willamette lost to North Medford on the 22nd, 62-53, a 9-point. Grants Pass just beat them by one at their place. That game was played at Willamette. They lost to South Medford 61-34. We lost to South Medford 69-50. Similar in terms of South Eugene. They lost to South Eugene by 10, 69-56. That's 13. We lost to South Eugene by about 13 also. By 11, 57-46. You look at some of those comparative scores, and it looks like Grants Pass does have an edge, particularly coming into this particular game on our home floor with our home fans and our home band. That should carry the Cavemen at least a ways into this contest. Into this contest. Also, let's point out that the Grants Pass Cavemen have now won two in a row and are looking at a possible win tonight to make it three in a row. I've got a four-game homestand here. The Cavemen have a chance to really add to their schedule or add to their win total in that happens. We always take it one game at a time. So that's what we'll focus on right now. We'll have more for you right after this word from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. We went back to our rosters, our score sheets from last year when Grants Pass played the Willamette Wolverines, and that's how we came up with some of the information, particularly Granberry. He's the only one who really scored significantly against the Grants Pass Cavemen last year that is still on the squad. They had a lot of other players that are all gone. Once again, they have one, two, three, four. They have five seniors tonight. Only one is starting. And then they're going with junior, sophomore, freshman, and one senior. So they're very, very – they're younger than Grants Pass, and that is almost amazing to see. So the key for Grants Pass, keep your poise, play for the home crowd, play under control, finish, and cut down all turnovers. And ladies and gentlemen, Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, bringing you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. Tip-off coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Grants Pass Band just finished with the fight song. We're about ready to have the national anthem, the sportsmanship announcement, and, of course, the introduction of players. So let's see which is going to pop up first here. I think it's going to be the national anthem. So we'll hold it here for a moment or two as the PA announcer, Clay Roundsville, takes charge of the gymnasium. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. We'll pause on our broadcast. We'll be back right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. They just completed the national anthem. We're about ready to have the introduction of players, first of all, for the Willamette Wolverines. And as we turn it over to the Mr. Granberry being introduced, Berkeley Granberry, once again scored 11 in two games last year, coming onto the floor. Ambrose Gardner, number 11. His gilfs, they didn't come out in order there. So 20, Burke, 24, Kemble, number 2, Gardner, and number 11, gilfs. Brendan Kemble, they don't have their heights published, but they've got one really big guy there, Brendan Kemble. Certainly a 6'6 area, maybe bigger than that. James Traylor just being introduced for the Grants Pass Caveman. Traylor averaging about 4.3 points per game. And next coming in is Westenberg. Weston's averaging about 2 points a game. That's not his game. He's a point guard, number 5, coming on. Grady McKittrick coming in, averaging almost 13 points a game, 12.9 through my stats here, which are totally unofficial. Number 11 coming onto the floor, really developing, is Branson Young. Branson averaging 8.5 points per game, really capable of doing more. Had they put up the game-winning numbers at North Medford last Tuesday. And the big guy leading the way as a junior, as he has for a couple of years now, and that's Jordan Rosetta, averaging right at 15 points per game. So we know the principles of this contest. We know who's on the floor right now, and they're all there. Mr. Rosetta will square. Rosetta comes in at 6'5", and he's giving away a good 2 to 3 inches to their big guy. He wears number 24. That's Kemble. So, a few home fans on their feet right now clapping as a crowd continues to build here. As we got an early start tonight for the Grants Pass Caveman. Student body coming to their feet now, and home fans will until that first bucket goes in. All right, the basketball is on the floor in the hands of the official, and it's approaching the center court right now and is high in the air and is controlled into the backcourt to the Wolverines. Wolverines, Granberry gives the ball off quickly to Gilts. Gilts right-hand side. On the wing, looks down low. Caveman opening up in a man-to-man defense. Left side, shot is up from three-point range, off no good. Long rebound finally chased down in the corner by Rosetta. Long pass down to McKittrick, who lays one up and in. So the Caveman going to work it fast tonight. Lead pass up quickly to number 2, Gardner. Gardner goes into the paint, goes in with a shot that's checked out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Pardon me. It's going to be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. And they do move it quickly. So from the end line, number 11, Gilf's going to make the inbounds play, and he's going to lob it way out front to number 24, Kemble. Kemble, in between the circles now, moves off to the left front court. Looks for help and quickly finds Gilf's. Gilf's back to the top of the key. Elevates at the free throw line, and he buries it. So the freshman gets the first two, and we're tied here two apiece. Wolverines and the Caveman. Trailer for the Caveman now between the circles. Goes right-hand side, then to Rosetta. Rosetta in the paint, then to McKittrick. McKittrick to Young. At the free throw line, back to McKittrick for three from the wing. It's off, no good. Rebound controlled by, once again, Kemble. Kemble's outlet comes down the floor to Gilfs. Gilfs left-hand side comes back top of the key to Granberry. Granberry has the ball stripped out of his hands by Young. There's a scramble for it right now, but Granberry retrieves it. Young still has him surrounded. Berg tries for the steal, and it goes to Young. Young back over to Berg. Berg back to Young. It's slapped out of I thought it came out off Granberry, but evidently came out off of one of the cavemen. So it's going to be Wolverine ball inbounds as some defensive clashes going on here early. We're tied at two in the early going. Full court pressure by the Grants Pass cavemen here early. Inbounds play coming from Gardner goes to Gilts. Back to Gardner. Ball slapped away by Traylor out of bounds. Still going to be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the end line. Far end of the floor against full court pressure. Traylor is there. McKittrick is there. Berg is there. Back at the timeline are Young and Rosetta. So inbounds play finally comes into Burke. Burke tied up in the corner. Gets the ball out quickly to Gardner. Gardner on the fly. Free throw line. Kicks the ball right-hand side. Try to get to the big guy. Stolen away. Bounced out of bounds by Berg. It's still going to be Wolverine's ball inbounds from the sidelines. Their end of the floor about halfway between the timeline and the end line. And Burke will bring the inbounds, make the inbounds play. Goes down low quickly to Campbell. Shovels out front quickly to Berg. Berg says, thank you very much. Lead pass out quickly to Young. Great pass. Young goes all the way. Lays one up off. No good. Rebound being fought for. And a jump ball called as Young tied up Granberry on the alternate possession rule. It's going to be Grants Pass ball. Inbounds from the inline. Traylor will make the play as the cavemen put a triangle around the key with Berg way out front. And the ball comes right-hand side to Rosetta. Puts one up and in, and Rosetta gives the lead back to the cavemen. It's 4-2 here, 6-13 to play. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly in from Gardner. Gardner comes up quickly to Milfs. For Gilfs. Back right-hand side to Gardner. Gardner hands off right-hand side, then into the corner to Granberry. Granberry brings it right back out. Right front court, top of the key. Shovels left-hand side quickly to Campbell. Campbell in the corner then to Gilfs. Gilfs right-hand side to Gardner. Gardner tries to get inside, can't. 18-footers up, off no good. Rebound cleared by Traylor. Traylor off to Young, down the right-hand side on the fly. No break here. They'll slow down and wait for help. Shovels down low, then quickly to Berg. Berg looks for a cutter going by him, can't find one. Looks around. He's surrounded by Gardner looking for help. Rosetta comes over, gets the pass, drives the baseline, lays one up and in, and Rosetta now has four, and the Cavemen up by that margin, 6-2. Inbounds play in the backcourt still. He gets full court pressure by the Cavemen. Gardner gets the ball in quickly to Campbell. Campbell back right-hand side to Burke. Burke right to Gardner. Back to Campbell. Back to Burke. To Gardner. Into the forecourt now for the Wolverines. Left front court. Trying to reset. They'll give the ball off to Gilfs. Gilfs top of the key. He's the freshman and looks pretty good for a freshman. Between the circles. Bounce pass right-hand side. Slapped away, though, by Young on Grants Pass's defense. Back out to Gilfs. Gilfs slides the left-hand side. Drives the right-hand side. Again, Young comes after him. Kicks the ball out front. It's deflected by Berg. They chase it down to the corner. They try for the trap there. And a little push, I think, by Berg. No, it just turned the ball over. That's all we did. Breaking out of their shuffle right now. Inbounds play comes quickly to a turnaround jump shot. Off. No good. At the shot clock violation. Didn't get it off in time. So it's Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. First substitute comes in as Zero comes off the bench. That's Knox Smith comes in for Gardner. Gardner sits down. So Traylor has McKittrick in the backcourt. Inbounds play and the clock's running again. So we'll move down the floor. Crosses the timeline, right front court. It's 6-2. Grants Pass by 4. To Traylor right-hand side on the wing. Spins, drives to the top of the key, looks down low, comes back to the right-hand side, hands the ball off to Berg out front. Between the circles, reverses direction, drives, kicks the ball to Traylor in the corner for three. It's off, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Wolverines and back on the fly to Gilt. Gilt coming down, top of the key, stops there, stutter step, spins, drives back to the left-hand side. Backhanded layup is off, and it's good. So their freshman has all four of their points. McKittrick right back quickly for Grant's pass. Rosetta left front court now to Traylor on the wing left. Looks cross court, right-hand side to McKittrick for three, top of the key. It's off, no good. And a foul called underneath against the Wolverines, I believe. Knox Smith will pick up the infraction. That's the first on anybody tonight. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the inline, our end of the floor. And Traylor will make the play. Looking for help. Comes to McKittrick, right-hand side from the wing for three. And it's good. Dan McKittrick now has five in the basketball game, and the Cavemen lead by five, 9-4. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Gilps. Gilps with the basketball trying to break that caveman press. Comes back right-hand side to Smith. Smith with the basketball goes right-hand side. Gives it off to Gilps, top of the key. Goes behind the back with a dribble, trying to get by Berg's defense. Can't do it. Drives, does drive by all the way. Gets it up and in. And Gilps has all six of their points. The 3:25 to play. 3:25 on the clock here in the first period. On the drive, Traylor goes all the way. Finds a lane. Lays one up. That's off. No good. But he draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on. So Kane and Burke will pick up that infraction. Wearing number 20. Going to the free throw line is Mr. Traylor. Hitting 53, almost 54% of his free throws. Shot is up and good, so hopefully we'll improve that tonight. That's his first point, and it's 10-6. Grants Pass leading by four. Ely is, Bronx is into the basketball game right now. Once again, we've got two Elys on the roster, so it'll be Bronx and, well, Bronx in right now. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Tried to go back up. Stott with a strip to the basketball. Traylor goes up with a shot that's slapped out of bounds. Going to be Grant's basketball inbound from the inline. Our end of the floor. Dedman checks into the basketball game, and Traylor gets a little breather. Dedman comes in. He'll make the inbounds play from the corner right-hand side. And looks out on the wing right-hand side. A Young out front then to McKittrick. Left-hand side then to Bronx. Down low to Dedman. Working the baseline. Kicks it right back to McKittrick for three. And it's good. He's got two of those tonight. 8 points so far. Grants Pass leads at 13-6. On the drive, right-hand side. Ball goes right-hand side into the corner. For the Wolverines, they're on the attack. They'll give the ball right back to Granberry. Granberry up front. Wants to drive. Gets the free throw line. Comes down the plank. Floats one up. That's in and out. Won't go. Ball tipped away out of bounds. And it's going to be Grants Pass ball. 13-6 to score, 2:43 to play, first period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KHAO Grants Pass. McKittrick walks the ball down uncontested. Looks like a 1-2-2 trap zone for the Wolverines. Ball goes left-hand side to Bronx, to Rosetta. Right-hand side then to to Dedman, who launches a three of his own. And Grants Pass bombing from long distance. Now leads by 10, 16-6. 3-3 so far here in the first quarter. Ball goes right-hand side in the hands of Gilts right now. Tries to get by the defense of Bronx. Not that easy to do. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing then for the Wolverines. Man crosses right to left into the corner. That shot is up from the corner for number 11, Gilts. And once again, the freshman has nine of their points, all nine of their points from the freshman. Ball coming right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman. Right front court, goes back to left front court, then to McKittrick. McKittrick, right-hand side to Bronk. Bounce pass down low on the baseline, then back quickly to Rosetta. Lays one up too hard off. Rosetta goes to the ground. He's up and all right. But here come the Wolverines, 5-on-4. Top of the key, ball goes left-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt is on the way, and it's good for number three. That's Kamen McCann, his first points of the basketball game. And it's 16-12 that quickly. Ball left-hand side. Ball goes to Dedman. Dedman on the wing for the Cavemen. Back out front to McKittrick. 1:22 to play. Ball goes left-hand side to Bronx. Then in the corner, left-hand side to Dedman. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. And foul called, I believe, on, I think their big man Campbell. We'll see. No. Zero knocks Smith. So Smith will pick up his second of the basketball game. Third team foul on Wolverines. Gerlitz comes in, and Young gets a little breather. Inbounds play from the Cavemen, who put a triangle around the key right now. Two men down low, one at the free throw line and one way out front. And Ely gets the ball inbound, slapped away, stolen away by the Wolverines. And the backcourt, number two, has it. Gardner gets the ball up quickly to Granberry. Granberry right front court, back to Gardner. Gardner gets into the paint, almost loses the basketball, looks around for help. Flips the ball down low, turnaround jumper is up and good by Granberry. So Granberry picks up his first points. Into the last minute of play with 53 seconds to play at 16-14. Grants Pass by two. Ball goes left-hand side to McKittrick. In quickly to Dedman. On the drive, lays one up and in. So Dedman now has 5 points in the basketball game, and the lead is 18-14 by four right now. Here come the Wolverines in the hands of Gardner. 35 seconds left here in the first period. Gardner out front, left front court. Looking for help. Ball goes left-hand side, slapped away out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass ball with 27.2 seconds left in the first period. Gerlitz in the backcourt will make the play. He's got McKittrick there with him. Uncontested, they'll give them half the court, and McKittrick gets some instructions from head coach Olson as he walks down the floor uncontested, 21 seconds as he crosses the timeline. 19 seconds. Still in the center circle, dribbling with the basketball. Moves off to the right-hand side at 15 seconds. Drops the ball right back to Rosetta. 12 seconds to go. Rosetta looks left and right. 9 seconds to go. Rosetta comes left-hand side. Goes left-hand side to McKittrick for three from the wing, and he nails it. It's a third three of the night, and it's 21-14 at the end of the first period. And a just-missed baseball throw at the end for the Wolverines. Going to be a fun one tonight, folks. 21-14, the Caveman lead. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply. Creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I need to tell you the first quarter was brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Jay Moser over there. Sure. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Thank you, Jay Moser, for your longtime support of Caveman Basketball. As we move back to the floor, the second quarter going to be brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Fully stocked there with ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories, and really they're the specialists right now on suppressors. If you're interested, check with Black Flag Armory. Wolverines will put the ball in play here in the second period, trailing the Cavemen 21-14. Inbounds play coming from Gardner. Gardner in quickly to Akers. Akers drives left-hand side, wants to penetrate, can't. Flips the ball back out on the wing. Man drives into the paint. Kicks into the corner right-hand side to Gardner. Gardner attacks along the baseline, has room. Flips the ball out front to the free throw line. Shot is up and short by the freshman. Off no good. The Cavemen clear the basketball. That's Dedman with it. Gives it right back to McKittrick. And Grady brings the ball down, crosses the timeline right at center court, shuffles left-hand side to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball, right-hand side to Bronx. Then on the wing to McKittrick, down low to Dedman. Backhanded layup, off, no good. If it went through, it would have been pretty. Otherwise, it was just showing off. Here we go. Wolverines back on the attack. Down the left-hand side comes the freshman, Gifts, with the basketball. Gilfs, G-I-L-F-S, on the drives right-hand side. Gets a pick, can't use it, though. Wants to shoot over Rosetta. Can't do it. Gives the ball to Gardner. Gardner drives by. Attacks along the baseline. Goes up with a shot that's checked by Rosetta. Picked up by McKittrick. Back to Rosetta. And Rosetta brings the ball down across the timeline. Left front court. Gives the ball up to Grady. Right between the circles. Right hand side. Then to Dedman. Dedman crosses left to right. Goes left hand side. Gardner tries for the steal. Chases the ball into the backcourt. Loses it out of bounds. It'll be Grant's pass ball. Inbounds from the sideline. Just in front of their own bench. Bronx is there to make the inbounds play. Gardner is cat quick. He flies. 21-14, inbounds play coming in a moment. Now the ball's marked for play. Here we go. Ball into McKittrick. McKittrick comes down uncontested, gets half the court, into the forecourt now. Left-hand side quickly to Young. Young wing left-hand side, looks down low for a cutter, and there's Bronx. Gives the ball back, though, to Young, left inside in the corner. He attacks along the baseline, tries to get going to the right-hand side. Foul called underneath, and it's going against the Wolverines. That was on number four, Granberry. So Granberry will pick up his first inbounds play for the Cavemen, coming from the end line, and Young's, or Dedman's going to make the play to McKittrick, right-hand side. Gets into the paint, elevates, 10-footer on the way, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Long rebound being chased down and saved it twice. It rolls free, and the Cavemen get it. Ball right-hand side, then in the hands of Gerlitz. He goes, attacks the basket, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. Gerlitz, a 50% free throw shooter. Now, let me put that in context. He is one of two. So, let's see if we can prove that by about 16 points here quickly. So, Gerlitz to the free throw line for Grant's Pass. Deep knee bent. Shot is up. Good. Now he's 2 for 3. That's 66%. 22-14 for Grants Pass. They've got the lead. 6:22 to play. We're in the second period. Deep knee bend for Gerlitz. Shot is up. This one rattles in and out. Won't go back to 50%. But the rebound put back up and in by number 11. That's Branson Young. That's his first field goal tonight. 24-14. Grants Pass by 10. Gardner into the forecourt now for the Wolverines. Once the drive goes right back. Blows by everybody. Lays one up that's in. Great move by Mr. Gardner. His first field goal of the night. And it's 24-16. Don't want to sleep with him around. Deadman gets the ball out front. Gives it to McKittrick. McKittrick in the paint. Goes left-hand side. Five-footer off glass from the right-hand side. Won't go. Rebound falls into the hands of Burke. And whistle call. I think this one's going against Gerlitz. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. Have yet to put it up on the board. Number 13. Now they've got it. There is no 13. Oh, it's against Grants Pass. So it's going against Deadman. All right, some confusion there. First one on the Grants Pass Caveman. So inbounds play for the Wolverines from the backcourt right now. Ball comes into Gilfs. Back to Gilfs twice into the forecourt quickly for the freshman. Double teamed, almost stripped of the basketball to Gardner, right hand side on the wing, launches the three, and it's good. Gardner could be dangerous. He's got five in the basketball game. It's 24-19. Traylor brings the ball down across the timeline, right at center court. Left hand side, then to Rosetta. Rosetta wing left, looks left and right, then starts to drive, terminates it, gets the ball out front quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz down low to Young. Young looks for cutter inside. Can't get to Rosetta. Spins himself. Elevate. Shot is up and good for number 11, Branson Young. And he's got four in the basketball game. It's 26-19. In the backcourt, full court pressure again by the Caveman. Gardner throws through it. Hits Gilf on the right-hand side. Gilf drives his double team down the right-hand side. Comes back out on the wing outside the arc. Still backing away from the Grants Pass defense. Tries to drive, gets the free throw line, comes down, lays one up off glass, won't go though. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Lets the traffic clear and heads down the floor himself. Long pass up right hand side in the corner quickly to Bronx. Bronx hard to the glass, won't go, gets his own rebound back. Shovels left hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, it's up and good. And Rosetta now has six in the basketball game. It's 28-19. 4:37 on the clock. Crowd pretty quiet tonight, but lots of action on the floor. Ball goes left-hand side quickly on the fly. That's Akers with the basketball. Goes down low to Granberry. Granberry spins in the paint, puts one up off the glass. No good. Rebound into the hands of Young. Lets the traffic clear. Drops the ball right back to Rosetta. And Jordan walks the ball down. Picks up the pace at the timeline. Moves right-hand side. Gives the ball off to Bronx on the right-hand side on the wing. Bronx drives, gets into the paint, and draws the foul. I thought he was going to give him shots. No. He was starting to elevate, but didn't get the shot off. So Granberry will pick up his second. So Granberry sits down. Number three comes in. He's replaced by McCann. Berg comes back in. Gerlitz sits down. McKittrick had been getting a breather. He sits down, or he comes in, and Bronx sits down. So both teams going into their bench here early. Inbounds play from the inline. Traylor will make the play. Three-man screen set up to the left-hand side of the lane. Ball goes left-hand side as they break out of that. Quickly to Young. Young attacks along the baseline. Kicks the ball out front then to McKittrick. McKittrick, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor attacks along the baseline, right-hand side. Shovels down there to Rosetta. Rosetta back hard at the glass. Lays it up, and it's good. He's fouled. And Rosetta gets his eighth point of the basketball game. And foul called on number 24, Campbell. Yeah, that's their big guy. That's his first of the basketball game. And going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, his first trip there. His free throw shooting has really improved. He is right now hitting the mark at about just over 70%, just over 71%. Two dribbles, two more dribbles. One more dribble. Now the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good follow through and nothing but net. That's the way it works. 9 points for Rosetta. 31-19 to score, 3:59 to play. Ball down the right-hand side. A freshman goes right-hand side on the wing to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball out front. Traylor steals the pass away. Takes it the length of the floor. Lays one up. That is good. And Traylor gets his sixth point of the basketball game. 33-19. Gilf in the backcourt for the Wolverines. Comes the left front court. Then drives back to the right-hand side. And did Berg may have gotten him as he go by, as he went by. Is that the call? That's the call. So Weston Berg will pick up his first infraction. That's the second team foul on Grant's Pass this period. 3:33 to play in the first half. It's 33-19. Grant's Pass in the lead. Campbell will make the inbounds play, and it gets full court pressure. And the ball comes into McCann. McCann tries to drive by Young, kicks it into the corner, left-hand side to Smith. Smith with the basketball, loses it, picked up by Yeberg to McKittrick. Out to Traylor. Traylor right-hand side, goes to the glass, lays one up, that's good, and Traylor hitting the mark. He's got 8 points all here in this period. 35-19. Caveman taking control of this basketball game here in this first half. Down the right-hand side, it's the freshman kissing it off the glass. It's good again. And Jordan Gilps now has 11 points in the basketball game, 11 of their 21. Into the forecourt quickly for McKittrick. Shovels left-hand side, gives the ball up to Dedman. Dedman left-hand side to Berg. Berg wing left-hand side. Then on the wing to McKittrick. Down low to Rosetta. It was overthrown. Rosetta just got his hands on it before he went out of bounds. Bounced the ball back off the legs of one of the defending Wolverines. Grant's basketball inbounds from the inline, and Traylor will make that play. As the Caveman put two men down, Berg is going to come over and make the play. As the Caveman put two men down low, one man at the free throw line and one out between the circles, and Berg slaps the ball. They go into a little shuffle, and Berg looks for Rosetta. Not a great pass picked up by the Wolverines. Wolverines come back 4-on-3 down the paint. Down, it's the foul called underneath, I think. I'm not sure that the shot went through. It was the freshman again. He's the smallest man on the floor. Berg. So Berg will pick up his second, third team foul on the Caveman. And going to the free throw line is Jordan Gilps. He has 11 points on five field goals, 1 3-pointer. First trip to the free throw line and rolls off. Almost a surprise because you know suddenly he's a shooter. The freshman really controlling this game for the Wolverines. Dedman checks in. Berg's going to sit back down with a couple of fouls. 2:42 left here in the half. One more shot coming for Gilps. Shot is up, and this one's good. So he's 1 for 2. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. It's 35-22. 2:42 to play in the half. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
35-22, Grant's Pass leading. Branson Young, four field goals, 8 points. Some of those might be traded. I may have put those on the wrong side. We'll double-check all that later, folks. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Caveman. Put the ball into Grady McKittrick. McKittrick slides down the timeline, crosses the timeline right at center court, goes left-hand side then to Traylor. Traylor way out on the wing left-hand side, out between the circles then to McKittrick. Pedley take that. Amaya goes right-hand side then to McKittrick on the wing, left-hand side to Traylor, top of the key. Rosetta's posted high, then he drops down low, takes the pass, kisses it off glass, and it's good. And he's got double figures at 10 points, 37-22. Gilf brings the ball down for the Wolverines out front. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Gardner. Gardner looks down low, wants to get by McKittrick, tries, but gets a double team, kicks the ball back left-hand side, man up for three, no good. Rebound Rosetta for Grant's Pass, and Jordan walks it down slowly. Inside of 2 minutes to play. Gives the ball up to McKittrick at the timeline, right-hand side, then to Traylor down low, then to Rosetta. Rosetta, hard at the glass, kisses it up again, and Rosetta in control. He's got 12 points in the basketball line. 13, check that, on the drive, right-hand side, on the drive, man going all the way up, and it's good. That's Gilf. So Gilf gets another field goal. He's got 14 points in the basketball game, and a foul called on number 12 of Grant 12. That's Amaya. So Amaya will pick up his first infraction of the night. Fourth team foul on the Cavemen this period. Granberry returns to the free throw line. Kids, hey, don't bump the table, please. Shot is up and good. No surprise, he's 2 of 3. Trailer brings the ball down, crosses the timeline, right-hand side. Granberry picks him up there, or Gardner does. Ball comes right-hand side then to McKittrick. High post then to Rosetta. Back down low to McKittrick on the baseline. Spins, he's surrounded there. Gets right back in the paint. Elevates, works hard. Kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner to Trailer. Trailer looks down low, shovels the ball in then quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, draws a double team. Left-hand side to Trailer. Kicks it up, glass, no good. And a whistle stops the action. I'm not sure which way this is going to go. Gardner was there. Trailer was there. One of them fouled. Going to go against Trailer. So 15 foul on the Cavemen, so somebody will get shots here. A minute 12 left to play here in the first period. The Cavemen leading by 14, 39-25. At the free throw line, number two is Ambrose Gardner. Has 5 points on a 2 and a 3, both in this period. Shot is up. Good. One more for Gardner. I was going to say you can hear his shoes. They're a fluorescent lime green. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound, Rosetta. Been saying that all night. Rebound, Rosetta. Little alliteration there for you. Gives it to Trailer. Back to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side then to Trailer. Trailer left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick drives. Goes to the baseline. Spins back to Rosetta on the wing on the left-hand side. Looking inside. Gets a cut then from Maya. Gives it right back to McKittrick on the wing left-hand side. The Cavemen attacking there. They roll the ball back into Trailer. And down low on the baseline to Young. Tries to get it to Rosetta coming from the right-hand side. Can't control it out of bounds. Another turnover that, no coach likes those. 39-26, 42 seconds left here in the first half. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes quickly to Gilt, flying down the right-hand side into the forecourt quickly, shoulder to shoulder with Young. Working out front now. Little head fake, gets in the paint. Ball kicked right-hand side in the corner for three. It's up and good for 20. Kanan Burke, that's his first field goal of the night. He's got 3 points. And it's 39-29, a 10-point game with 19 seconds left. And the ball in the hands of the Cavemen. Trailer into the forecourt now against man-to-man pressure. Ball out front to McKittrick. Looks at the clock. 12 seconds on the clock. Begin to direct traffic left-hand side. 9 seconds on the clock. Bounce pass down low to Trailer. Trailer hard to the glass. Too hard. Rebound. Rosetta puts it back up and in. He's got 14. 1-0. Shot is back up and it's good again. This from Trailer. So Trailer, as the time has expired, is at the free throw line for 2 shots. First shot is up and good. He is 2 for 2 and has 4 points in the basketball game. 44-29 at the half, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone, at the half. It's 44-29. Let's run down the scoring for you. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period 21-14, won the second period 23-15 in what appears to be a high-scoring game. It's 44-29 right now. Grants Pass scoring came on 18 field goals, 4 three-pointers. They were 4 of 5 from the free-throw line. That's 80%. Whistle for 5 fouls compared to 6 fouls for the Wolverines. Wolverine scoring came on 11 field goals, 4 three-pointers. And they were 3 of 5 from the free-throw line. That's 60%. All right, we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual scoring first of all for the Wolverines. Berkeley Granberry, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Coming off the bench, Cannon McCann has 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. Cannon Burke, 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. Knox Smith came off the bench, picked up 2 fouls. Brennan Campbell in the starting role has just a single foul. Ambrose Gardner, 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 6 points and no fouls. And the leading scorer for the Wolverines is Jordan Gilps, the freshman, with 15 points on 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and 2 for 3 at the free throw line. They'll come back and run down the scoring for Grants Pass for you right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Checking now the individual numbers for the Grants Pass Caveman. Abisai Amaya came off the bench, picked up a single foul. Preston Gerlitz, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 1 point. Bronx. Ely didn't figure into my scoring line. Got significant minutes. Caden Dedman, two field goals, a two and a three. He's got 5 points and a single foul. Weston Berg picked up two fouls. Branson Young I have for 4 field goals, 8 points, and no fouls. James Traylor I have for 4 points on a field goal, 2 for 2 shooting from the free throw line, and a single foul. Grady McKittrick had 11 points, all pretty quickly in the first period. All in the first period. That's 3 threes and a two. Gives him 11 points. Some sharp shooting here early. And Jordan Rosetta just working hard inside, of course. Found some lanes to the bucket. Has 7 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw, 1 for 1 at the free throw line. He's got 15 points and no fouls. Once again, at the half, it's 44-29. Grants Pass leading the Willamette Wolverines. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Cape Mountain timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tip of the hat to Kelly's. Listen, I just happened to be in Kelly's Grants Pass location yesterday. They got mountains of peanut butter. And the question is, and I think we ought to run a promotion on it, how many peanut butter jelly sandwiches can you make out of what they're going to get? Thousands, thousands, no doubt about that. All right, on with what we're the question at hand right now. The Grants Pass came in against the Willamette Wolverines. I could have sworn during the interview with head coach Nate Olson in the pregame that he said, they'll try to speed things up, but we'll slow it down a little bit. And by slowing it down, he scored 44 points in the first half. Okay. Well, sometimes that just happens. When the speed picks up, the team is playing with that speed pretty well right now. I'm not sure he's going to want to change anything. They really were trying to get into a midcourt set, but things went pretty quickly for them. So 44-29 right now, the Grants Pass Cavemen. If there's anything the Cavemen would like to change, it's turnovers, and some of those began to happen late in the second period. Other than that, it was pretty clean. So with a 44-29 lead at the half, we'll take a deep breath as the Cavemen are back out of the locker room and going to be on the floor in a moment taking some warm-up shots. We have yet to see the Wolverines, but we will when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. They came in taking some random shots. Actually, Mr. Rosetta was out trying to hit threes. Now he's trying to hit one from 3 feet in front. That's 1-2 of those as we're getting close to getting this one underway. Less than a minute on the clock. Don't forget, this is the first game of a four-game homestand for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be right back here next Tuesday hosting the Roseburg Indians, ladies and gentlemen. So keep your dial set right here on KAJO Radio, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band, and stream to KAJO.com. We'll keep you up to speed with what's happening with the Grants Pass Cavemen. Pretty good night tonight as the homestands are not quite capacity, but pretty close just below us here with the adult side. Student body side, not quite as full. And, of course, the band on the end really makes add to it. Some of the Wolverines assistant coaches had never been here before, and they were taking pictures of this gymnasium. This is unique, and it's really a fun place to come and visit. It's a great place to play. Don't ever lose track of what a special facility we have here with the Heater Neumann Gym, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question about it. A lot of colleges would like to have a system like we have here. All right, we're about ready to put this one underway. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass ball on the alternate possession rule. I believe that's what we're seeing on the floor. As Grants Pass sends out its starters, third quarter brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service. In Grants Pass and Medford, they service your vehicle, but they take care of you. Tip of the hat, Kelly's. No, don't ask what my bill is there. Inbounds play quickly from Bird to Rosetta, and the Cavemen put the ball in play here to get the third period underway. 44-29 the score. Rosetta drives to the top left-hand side. Gives the ball off to Traylor. Traylor drives, penetrates, spins down the lane. Tried to go up and drew a foul, I believe, from Payne and Burke. We'll see as the official comes from the sidelines. No, it's Granberry. Granberry will pick up his third. First mark here, the third period against anybody. Caveman ball inbounds from the inline. And ball was deflected. I thought it was deflected. They tried to get the ball on a cut to the right corner to McKittrick. Couldn't control it out of bounds. Turnover. Ball goes back to the Wolverines. No points on the board for this one. And the freshman brings it down the floor. That's skill for the basketball, left front court. Drives to the right-hand side, gets a pick up front. Shovels right-hand side into the corner quickly to Kanan. On the drive, flips the ball right back in the corner. Shot is up from off, no good. Rebound taken down by McKittrick. Gets the floor on the run, comes down the left-hand sideline. Cuts back top of the key, head fakes. Shovels in the corner, then to Young. Launches the three-point attempt off, no good. Board cleared quickly by Kanan Burke for the Wolverines. Gives it right back to Gilt. Lead pass up right-hand side to Akers. Akers down below. And Akers gets his first field goal of the basketball game. 44-31. Right-hand side, Traylor on the drive for Grants Pass. Stops down low. Shovels to the free throw line. Little floater up by Berg, and it's up and good from about 8 feet out. So Berg gets his first field goal. Lead pass down right-hand side to Akers. Akers on the wing. Tries to penetrate. Puts one up. That is good. So Akers has come off the bench here in the third period. Found 4 points to get his team started. 46-33. Grants Pass still with the lead. Traylor with the basketball for Grants Pass. Gives the ball left-hand side to McKittrick. To Berg on the wing left. Back out front quickly to Young, top of the key. Looks down low. It's got Rosetta posted high. Left-hand side on the wing to Berg. Down low on the post to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, gets in the paint, muscles one up, draws the foul. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called on it, and one of two there. It might be Gardner. We'll see. No, that's on Campbell. Campbell will pick up his second going to the free throw line. Will be Jordan Rosetta right now with 15 points. 1 for 2 from the basketball. From the free throw line tonight. 71% shooter so far on the season. There's the deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up, follow through. Not a good follow through this time, just off. Missed one. That frustrated him. Says, I was working on that. Didn't want that to happen. Another shot coming up for Rosetta. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it looked like, his lips are saying. I'm real close, you know, about 110 feet. Two more dribbles, one more dribble for Rosetta. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Good follow through this time and nothing but net. And he's got 16 points in the basketball game. It's 47-33, 6:20 to play here in the third. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Wolverine's Gilt has the basketball, drives to the right-hand side on the wing, gets back to the free throw line, elevates there, shot is up off, no good. As Gilt goes to the floor, I believe he's going to be shooting two free throws. Foul going to be called on one of the Cavemen, and I didn't see who got him. Justin Berg. So Berg will pick up his third of the basketball game. That brings action from the bench here early. 47-33 and going to the free throw line. Shot is up and good for the young freshman. He is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's their leading scorer with 16 points so far. Now, Bronx is into the game. One more shot and the freshman finds 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 18 points in the contest. Wow. McKittrick comes out with the basketball to Traylor on the wing. Drives, spins, puts one up from 8 feet on the right-hand side. Rebounded by Rosetta. Pumps once, goes hard to the glass. It's good for Rosetta. He's working hard inside. It's working. 18 points for the big guy. 35-49, Grants Pass with the lead. Gilf with the basketball for the Wolverines. Tries to drive by Bronx. Does. Gets down low to the baseline. Kicks it right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up for three, and it's up and good for Kanan Burke. He's got two threes in the basketball game. 6 points, and it's 49-38 at the far end of the point. Young went up with a shot that was taken down by the Wolverines. Right back quickly. Ball left-hand side to Gilf. Gilf bump from behind. Just out of control. People flying all over the place. I believe that's going against Young. That's the call. So Young will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. Second team foul for the Cavemen. Inbounds play for the Wolverines there into the floor. And timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Look at the scoreboard here. It's 49-38. 5:31 to play here in the third period. And we'll take a timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Hader Newman Gym, a fascinating place to be here, particularly on a doubleheader night when the traffic flow of people arriving from the outset of the first game all the way through just is amazing as people continue to file in here. Girls game coming up about 7:30. Lead inbounds play for the Wolverines goes in the corner left-hand side to Gilfs. Gilfs drives around to the free throw line, elevates there. Shot is up and good. That young man can't miss. 19 points for the freshman. On the fly down the left-hand side, McKittrick for Grants Pass. Head fakes, wants to go to the baseline, does. Spins, turnaround jump shot off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Young, right back to the glass, won't go. Young gets it right back, goes up with the shot. He's fouled, he'll go to the free throw line. As he's picked up from the floor by Rosetta, he's okay. Foul going to be called on, I think, 20, Kanan Burke. Burke will pick up his second, going to the free throw line. And Mr. Young, first trip there for Young. 51.7%. He is actually 15 of 29 shooting the free throws so far this season. This one is up and good. That's his ninth point in the basketball game. 10-point game, 50 to 40, as the Wolverines have put a little run on here. One more shot coming for Young. It's up and good. So Young now in double figures. We've got McKittrick in double figures and Rosetta in double figures and 51 points on the scoreboard. Ball left-hand side for the Wolverines. Gilf on the drive, right-hand side. Kicks the ball into the corner. Man comes out, kicks it out to Gardner, top of the key. He wants to go inside. And Bronx steals the basketball from him. Rolls free as there's a scramble for it. Picked up by the Wolverines, goes to the right-hand side. But Rosetta's defense stops that run. Ball comes right back out front, and the Wolverines reset. They put the ball in the hands of Gilf again. Out between the circles now. They'll put a man down low. They'll bring him up high now as Gilf wants to try to penetrate. Catch to the right-hand side. Great defense now by McKittrick. Ball right-hand side to Gardner. Has the lane to the bucket. Goes up. Missed the shot. Rebound, though, to Rosetta. Heavy traffic. Lead pass out to Traylor. Lays one up and in on the fast break. And Traylor now has 6 points in the basketball game. 53-40. The lead is back to 13. Gilf with the basketball for the Wolverines. Top of the key. Stop, shoots the three, and it's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken down by McKittrick, and climbing over his back was number 24, Campbell. Campbell will draw his third foul, and it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. 4:11 showing here in the third period. Left to play. 53-40, Grants Pass by 13 with the basketball in the hands of James Traylor. Kicks the ball to McKittrick into the forecourt left-hand side. McKittrick out front. Kicked the ball right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx head fakes and drives. Has a lane. Goes all the way. Lays it up. Looks like he got tripped up early. And a whistle stops the action. I believe he was fouled going to the free throw line. So Gardner will pick up a foul. So Ely will go to the free throw line. His first trip there tonight. Shot is up and good. Young man is a good shooter. He's perfect from the free throw line. That's 3 for 3 so far this year, folks. 100%. His first point tonight. That's a great 3-point shot, too. Probably should take a little more. Shot is up, and this one hits the bat. Oh, he's not perfect anymore. Rebound, though, Rosetta. Rosetta gets back in the paint, and I think we're going to call Rosetta for an offensive foul. Yeah, that's the call. Took out their big guy. Everybody's up and okay. So Rosetta will pick up his first of the basketball game. 54-40, Grants Pass by 14. The Wolverines have the basketball in the hands of young Mr. Jordan Gilps, the freshman, leading their way with 20 points right now on the drive, right-hand side. Stops on the wing, looks down low, bounce pass into that big man. Breaking from the top of the key, man goes up. They execute well, and Smith gets his first field goal coming down from the top of the key. Great feed, though. Traylor brings the ball down for Grants Pass, gives it to McKittrick, top of the key. McKittrick right-hand side then to Young. Out front then to Bronx. Bronx drives, lays one up off glass, and Bronx gets another one. He's got 3 points in the basketball game, 56-42. Down the left-hand side, here comes Gilts again. Head fakes, and offensive foul. I think he pushed off on McKittrick. That's the call. No, check that. Hayden, that was away from the basketball. 56-42, Gerlitz is into the basketball game now. Bronx is out, Traylor is out, so we've got Dedman, Gerlitz, McKittrick, Young, and Rosetta. So Dedman in the forecourt, right-hand side, back to the left-hand side. Stops there, back to McKittrick. McKittrick, right-hand side on the wing. Looks down low. Head fakes, gives the ball up, high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a man cutting by, turns, spins, drives. Head fakes, spins, fadeaway, four-footer, hits the front of the hand, rolls through. Rosetta's hot night. He's got 20 in the basketball game, 58-42. Here comes Gilts for the Wolverines out front with the basketball. Crosses the timeline, comes on the attack. Wants to drive, kicks the ball right-hand side. Man brings the ball back out front, top of the key. Turns and drives, Akers with the shot, goes down low. Lost the basketball on the way up and down. Picked up, though, by McKittrick. Lets the traffic clear, and Grady brings the ball across the timeline. As the caveman come down looking for more, leading 58-42. Gives the ball up to Gerlitz out front between the circles. Ball on his hip. Kicks the ball right-hand side, then to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball to McKittrick, top of the key. 4-3, and it's good. Third three of the night. And his first point since the first period. He's got 14 now. Quickly down the floor, Gilf again for the Wolverine, 61-42. Grants Pass with the lead. Little head fake, spin away. And McKittrick steals the ball from Gilf, gives the ball right back to Young. Young through traffic, gets 3-on-3, kicks it left-hand side to Dedman. Dedman spins, gets in the paint, kicks the ball out front to McKittrick for three, or to Rosetta for three. This one's just off, no good. Rebound cleared by Smith. And when he comes down, the whistle blows. Young will draw the player control foul. So Young will pick up his second of the basketball game. Fourth team foul for the Cayman here in this period. 2:15 left to play here in the third. Cayman right now leading 61-42. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to young Mr. Gilfs. Freshman? Is he really a freshman? Ball in the forecourt now. Ball comes right-hand side. Young almost got the steal. It's been controlled, though, by Akers. Akers with the basketball. Hands the ball back to Granberry. Left-hand side then quickly to Gilfs. Ball stolen away. Young has it one-on-one. Coming down and gives it on Akers, and Akers fouls him. No, he turned the ball over. Turns the ball back over. 61-42. Wolverines getting the basketball inbounds from the end line in the backcourt. Next Tuesday, Roseburg Indians right here at Heater Newman Gym. Ladies and gentlemen, inbounds play comes to number three, McCann, then right back to Gilfs, G-I-F-L-S, Gilfs. Ball out front, man drives down the right-hand side. Kicks the ball up to Granberry. Granberry right-hand side quickly to number 20. That's Burke. Right-hand side. Goes to, back to Granberry. Granberry wants to drive down. Loose pass got picked up front. Young out in front of everybody. He's going to the bucket. Lays one up. That is off. No good. Foul called. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. Goes into the wall. He's up and all right, though. Everybody's okay. Yeah, just had the nose on his face to put it back in the center. So Kanan Burke draws the foul. That'll be his third of the night. A minute and a quarter. That's a minute 25 showing on the clock here. The big clock in the center of the ceiling at Heater Newman Gym is going to the free throw line right now. Mr. Young, shot is up and good. He's 3 for 3 tonight. That's 11 points for the young man. Not his highest point total. He hit 19 against Del Norte. Gardner returns to the lineup, and Akers sits down for the Wolverines. One more shot coming for Branson Young. Deep knee bent, shot is up. Hits the front of the iron, off, no good. Rebounded by Gilfs. The shortest Wolverine on the floor. Lead pass down to Granberry on the alley-oop, works it, makes it pay. Gardner hits two. He's got 8 in the basketball game, and it's 62-44. He was up in the air for a long time. Ball goes left-hand side, now to Rosetta Zakeban, right back on the attack. Looks down low for a man on the cut against a man-to-man defense right now. Gives the ball up to Gerlitz. Gerlitz out front to McKittrick. McKittrick drives the left-hand side. Belly-to-belly to man-to-man defense right now. They've really turned it up. McKittrick shoots over it with everybody. Off no good, but the rebound comes to Dedmon. Dedmon comes out left front court, slows it down, tries to penetrate. Gets in the paint, comes down left-hand side. Hard to the glass, off no good, but he draws the foul. He'll go back to the free throw line. So Dedmon goes back to the free throw line. He's got 5 in the basketball game in the first quarter, 2 and 3. Foul was called on number 4. Shot is up and good for Mr. Dedmon. Now he's 3 for 10, so about 30%. Didn't get to the free throw line very much. Well, get to see some more of that, though. One more shot coming for the young man. That gives him 6. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound goes to the floor. The loose basketball. Rosetta dives for it. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be Willamette basketball inbounds from the end line. Far end of the floor. Rosetta dove for it. He's up and all right. Going to have a knee burn, but he'll live through that. Gilt down the left-hand side for the Wolverines between the circles. Bullet pass right-hand side. Man launches the three. It's off. No good. Rebound cleared by Dedmon, I can believe. Lost the basketball. Put it on the floor. Solo back by Gilt. Shoots over Rosetta. Shot is off. No good. Rebound no good. And a whistle stops the action underneath. And that whistle came from the official at the far end of the floor. I could see better than that. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. I'm not sure. At any rate, here we go. Cayman come back looking for more. Dedmon to Traylor in the backcourt. Traylor walks down. Gilt waits for him at the timeline. Moves off to the right-hand side. Back quickly left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz with the basketball. Then right-hand side to Young. Young between the circles. Moves off the left-hand side. Gives a high post to Rosetta. Then down low on the bullet pass to Traylor. Spins 5-foot getaway off glass. It's good for Traylor at the buzzer. And Traylor has 8. The Cavemen have 65-44 the lead. And we'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Coming into the fourth period, I believe the Cavemen already have more points up on the scoreboard now than they have in any game so far this season. I think that's the case. But it's been a high-paced offensive game. Been fun to watch. And the Cavemen have dominated most of the way. Fourth period, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, they're going to be brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Great place to stop here for the game. We're in between games, folks, or at the beginning of the game. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. We certainly appreciate them. Give them a call at 476-2133. They'll deliver a pizza for you. Wolverines put the ball in play here in the fourth period. Ball comes inbounds in the backcourt to Gilfs. Gilfs goes right hand quickly to McCann. McCann drives left-hand side. It's the ball down low, back out front quickly to 20. That's Burke. Ball right-hand side, lobs it back down low. Out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Nobody touched the ball. Be Trailer's ball. Flips it into Gerlitz's. Now it's his ball, and he walks it down uncontested. 65-44. Grants Pass in the lead. Crosses the timeline, gives it right back to Trailer, right front court. Trailer slides to the right-hand side, feeds it high post to Rosetta. Rosetta looks left and right, working against Gardner. Spins on Gardner, comes back, pumps once, goes hard to the glass, off no good, then out to Gerlitz. Gerlitz's three is good, and Gerlitz hits the three. 68-44, long pass down the right-hand side. Eight-footer from the baseline, off no good. Rebound taken down by Gerlitz for Grant's pass. Outlet comes to Rosetta. Rosetta, down to the forecourt, walks down slowly. Gardner comes after him, and Rosetta tries to drive as Gardner reached right around and slapped him on the wrist right in front of the official. So Gardner will pick up his infraction. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds just in front of the bench. Well, in between the scorer's table and the caveman bench. Looks down low in the corner to McKittrick. McKittrick back in the paint to Trailer. Trailer spins, comes hard to the glass, hits up good for Trailer. And Trailer's got 10. We got four people in double figures tonight. Lead pass down the right-hand side and a double dribble called on the freshman. 70-44. Grants Pass's highest point total so far this year. And we've got almost 7 minutes to go. Caveman lead at 70-44. Trailer gets the ball in the backcourt to Rosetta. Rosetta comes out between the circles, right-hand side, then to Trailer. Trailer looks down low out front, tried to Gerlitz. The pass was about 4 feet wide of Gerlitz. And Gerlitz and Trailer bump fists and say, okay, let's go. We'll get it. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to the Wolverines. Gilfs comes down left-hand side on the wing. Drives the right-hand side. Stops out front. Goes right-hand side in the corner. Shot for three is off. Missed everything. Rebound right into the hands of Gerlitz, but he stripped of the basketball, and the Wolverines bring it right back out. They give it up front, the right-hand side to Gilfs. Gilfs with the basketball, tries to penetrate down the right-hand side. Looks inside, flips the ball out front quickly to Akers. Akers goes left-hand side, gives it up to McCann. McCann into the paint. Floats one up. That is just off. No good. High for the rebound is Dedman. Gets it right back to Rosetta. Jordan protects the basketball, loops over the pressure, gives it up to a Trailer. Trailer into the forecourt, right-hand side, as Gilfs comes after him, and against it, it's that belly-to-belly, man-to-man defense. Gives the ball up quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta, bullet pass, right-hand side in the corner to Dedman. Back out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz head fakes, wants to drive, a strip to the basketball by Gilfs. Gilfs comes back one-on-two, working against McKittrick. Drives by him, shot is up, off no good. High for the rebound, though, is Trailer. And a whistle, I think it was, I think Trailer was the one who was fouled. Zero, that's Knox Smith, gets his third infraction of the basketball game. Young checks in. Rosetta's going to get a little breather, and I think that's his first breather tonight. And he sits down with 20 points. A little applause from the fans. Timeout on the floor, 70-44. The Grants Pass Caveman lead here in the fourth period with 5:49 to play in this contest with the Wolverines. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. 70-44, the Cavemen's highest out point total so far this year. I was I hate to use the term dominating, but that's beginning to what it's looked like over the Willamette Wolverines. That they're such good shooters, that, and they've displayed that. They get on a run here. It could shorten that lead up in a hurry. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to McKittrick. Once again, to get full court, man-to-man pressure. McKittrick into the forecourt now. Comes the wing and backs back out front, in between the circles, then to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball, left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks at the front, goes to the top of the key himself, off to the right-hand side, shovels on the wing, then to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low, head fakes, drives to the free throw line, comes down the lane, lays one up off glass, no good. Rebound taken down by McKittrick, pardon me, out to shot is up, off no good by Gerlitz. Wolverines get the rebound. They let the traffic clear. Campbell had it. Gives the ball up quickly to Mr. Smith into the forecourt, left-hand side. Hands the ball off to Gilps. Gilps drives right-hand side. Little head fake. Tries to get by the defense. Can't do it. Rebound comes down on the hands of Dedmon, and Dedmon brings it down. Caden Dedmon gives it left-hand side to McKittrick, and McKittrick nails another three. 16 points for the young man tonight. On the drive, Gilts for the Wolverines comes down, spins at the free throw line, wants it himself, gives the ball back right-hand side. Shot is up, off, no good, missed everything. And in the rebounding action, it was slapped away out of bounds, and the Cavemen get the basketball back. Bird checks in, and so does Amaya for Grant's pass, as Gerlitz gets a little, or McKittrick gets a little breather. So who do we have on the floor for Grant's pass? Young is on the floor, Dedmon, Berg. Oh, Gerlitz is still on. And all right, Dedmon, Gerlitz, Young, Berg, and Amaya. We've gone small here. Berg in the backcourt. See how this combination works. Berg drives forecourt, right-hand side, protects the basketball, has it slapped away. And Gardner's defense caused the turnover by Berg. Wolverine's ball inbounds in the backcourt. Not 10 feet shy of the timeline. Give the ball to Gilts, and Gilts into the forecourt quickly, 73-44. Out front, Gilts, little head fake, spins down the paint, goes hard to the glass, lays one up, that is off, no good. Rebound taken down by Grant's pass. Young got the rebound, gets it back out to Dedmon. Dedmon right-hand side to Amaya. Amaya back between the circles. Shovels right-hand side, then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz looks down low. 4 minutes left in the basketball game. Ball goes right-hand side, then to Amaya. Amaya in the paint, lays one up off glass. It's good for Amaya. So Amaya gets his, and everybody who's played has scored for the Grants Pass Caveman. Ball goes down the left-hand side now. Gardner with the basketball for the Wolverines. He's cat quick, working against Berg. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound saved by Amaya into Dedmon. Dedmon in the backcourt. And in the forecourt that quickly. Gives the ball up quickly to Amaya. Amaya in the center circle comes out of that quickly. Wants to drive left-hand side. Lose the basketball. There's a scramble for it. He's on the floor. We got a jump ball called, and on the alternate possession rule, it's going to Grant's pass. So the Cavemen have it back. And Dirk checks into the basketball game. That's Dirk Ealy. And his and Bayard is on also. 75-44, 3:26 to play, and Cavemen has emptied their bench. So in the backcourt, the ball comes into Berg. Berg called for the double dribble here. The senior just scratching his head. Says, how did I do that? Got his feet mixed up a little bit, a little skip, and got the basketball back down, and it was a double dribble. On the drive, here come the Wolverines, top of the key right now. Ball in the hands of Smith. Smith left-hand side between the circles. Still moving in the basketball. Gives the ball up quickly to Burke. Burke right-hand side. Gives the ball to McCann. McCann out front, wants to drive. McCann drives, gets into the paint, shadows up, off, no good. I think we've got a foul on Bayard. We'll see. Get a mark next to his name. That's the call. So Bayard picks up his first infraction of the basketball game. ...75-44, 2:35 to play. Roseburg Indians right here next Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Ball comes right-hand side, inbounds quickly to Smith with the basketball. Stolen away into the backcourt. Bayard with it, shovels right-hand side. A Gerlitz shot is up and off. No good. Oh, it was halfway down and rolled out. Rebound taken down by Dirk. Kicked the ball outside, and I believe he was fouled. Number five, that's Eric Allworth, senior. First action for him tonight we've seen, as both coaches have gone deep into their bench with a 75-44 score. Caveman basketball inbounds from the inline. And Dedman will make the play, brings it out front quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz backs away from the defense, lets everything get set up. Oh, it goes right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman, corner right-hand side then to Dirk. Dirk with the basketball, wants to drive the baseline. Works his way inside. Double-teamed and fouled from two sides at the same time. Let's see who they assess it to. Going to be against Alleyworth again. Elworth. A-L-Y-W-R-Worth. Inbounds play for the Cavemen again. Coming from Dedman. Down low to Dirk. Spins and fires. It's up and good. And now all we have to do is get Bayard a point. He's got a mark next to his name on the foul on the drive. Right-hand side, Wolverines put it high off glass. Won't go. Rebound being fought for. And finally, controlled by the Grants Pass Cavemen's Amaya. Amaya came down with that one. Lead pass to Berg, right-hand side. Berg out front to Amaya. Amaya with the basketball. Goes right-hand side. Gives it up to Dedman. Dedman turns and drives to the corner right-hand side. Back out to Dirk. Dirk with the basketball. Head faked. Back in the corner right-hand side to Dedman. Back out front then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz with the basketball, working head-to-head, gives the ball right back to Bayard. Down low, shot is up, lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Grant's pass ball, inbound from the inline. Bayard going to make the inbounds play from the inline. And it's going to come in to Dirk right inside, way out front then to Gerlitz. 30 seconds left in the contest. Gerlitz from 25, it's off, no good. Had to shoot it. The shot clock was almost gone. In fact, it lit up as the ball hit. Wolverines back on the attack right now. 19 seconds on the clock. Ball in the hands of Smith. Smith right-hand side. 13 seconds on the clock. Will he wait for the last one? What's he going to do? 10 seconds on the clock. Left-hand side. Then there's Carmichael or Campbell, their big guy, in the paint. Akers hard to the glass. It's up and down, and it's good for Akers. Akers with six in the basketball game, and that's the ball game. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cavemen pick up win number three in a row, 77-46 over the Wolverines of Willamette High School. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service. Through February 13th, bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and Kelly's will exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to Midland Empire Insurance and Jake Layer at Layer Dental. They're each donating $500 of PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission Food Pantry. Kelly's Automotive Service, where they service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, the Cavemen have picked up their third win in a row. That's the first three-game winning streak they've had so far this year. We had two in a row, but this is the first time we got a three-game sweep. So let's talk about that one right now. Big crowd, of course. The girls' game coming right up here in a moment or two. The Cavemen led from the outset. They led the first period 21-14. Won the second period 23-15. Head coach Olson has joined us here. And congratulations. Three in a row, Coach. Coach.
Hey, someone called a streak, I guess.
Yes, okay. All right, now. Didn't in the pregame you say you were going to slow it down a little bit? 44 points in the first half, Coach.
You know, I mean, I don't really feel like we played super fast. I think we just got our – we ran our stuff, and the guys did a good job of getting open looks. I don't know. I mean, Grady was hot early, and that helped. We rebounded the basketball real well, and honestly, I think we made a lot more layups than we made – I mean, consistently. We still missed some, but much better, which helps the scoring.
All right. Turnovers, I don't have a number on that, but it looked like it was not near as bad.
Yeah, a lot better. A lot better value in possession. Guys did a good job on that, not forcing things. We still work to do, but, yeah, I would say, again, probably in that low, you know, 13-14, which is okay. We'll take it. It's acceptable. Better than 20.
Okay. And I think that every one of your players but Bayard scored.
You know, I was young. I'm trying to be aggressive, but he's too nice. He's too nice of a kid.
Okay.
So.
All right. What did you think of their freshman?
He's tough. Yeah.
That's incredible for a freshman.
Yeah, I told you, he's solid. You know, real crafty with the ball and super strong for his size. He really uses his body well to create space when he gets to the rim. Has that little step back. Does a good job of fending once he gets past the defender, he really fends him off with his body. He's gonna be loaded down the stretch.
All right, well, we'll see him again. There's no question about that. And you mentioned McKittrick got hot early. I had him 11 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it's hit a couple shots, and we ran a couple sets for him. The guys did a real good job of finding him as well. And like I said, he's looking for a shot a little bit more early on, trying to get us going. He did a good job of that, so hopefully he keeps it up.
All right. You dominated right down to the in the fourth period. Was it 31-2 in the fourth period? Is that right?
I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, 31-2 is what I have. All right, so and your guys looked like they were playing a little loose at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing free. I think, you know, again, that third quarter, we kind of – you know, unfortunately, went through the motions a little bit. So still, as I said, being young, learning to put teams away when you have a lead like that, not, like, letting them hang around. You know, we were up, 15, then he cut it to 9. That's just kind of give those teams hope. So we got to do a better job of that. But the guys did a fantastic job of, you know, figuring that out after the timeout and really getting after it.
All right. Your normal scores there. Rosetta got his 20. I think McKittrick, I had him for 17 tonight. So those two are solid. A couple of more. Let's see. I had Traylor and Young both with in double figures. Everybody scored. Anybody really pick up and show you something they hadn't seen before or gain some more playing time?
I think that was, you know, that's James' best game for me. He was super aggressive, took care of the basketball, which has been, you know, kind of his Achilles heel a little bit. But he was super – rebounded the basketball phenomenal today. But, you know, his ability to get to the rim for us, you know, early on, we're trying to do it, and then he's just kind of getting a little shy. So today I think was a good – real good game for him. You know, I told him, hey, it's the best game he played all year, and he agreed. So hopefully he sees that and understands, you know, I mean, we talked about the whole time. He has the ability to do it. It's just he's got to do it.
Is he the quickest man on your team?
He's from that first step is, yeah. It's tough. You know, it really is tough. So, yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, I think Bayard probably give him a run, you know, in his pure quickness, you know, and then, you know, if we had a real race, and the Ely boys would be in there as well if we were running for a longer distance.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations. Highest point total so far of the year with 77 points. All right. Now, put that in your back pocket and get your feet back on the floor. Roseburg Indians next Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, we got to come in. And, again, they played, you know, I don't know if you saw the Sheldon score. They played Sheldon. I think it was like 103-85.
Oof.
But, again, I watched the game, and, I mean, that's an eight-point game in the fourth quarter, 4 minutes in the fourth. So it's not like, I mean, they played really well. So, again, we gotta focus. It's great. We beat them twice, but the old adage, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times. You know, glad to get them at home. But we got to come out and play. We can't go through the motions. We got to continue to build on what we've been doing, which the guys have been doing great. But, you know, continue to stay aggressive and continue to, you know, work on those things we're doing and put those in place in games like they did tonight. And hopefully that we can keep seeing some of the success.
All right. Once again, congratulations, Coach. 7-7, 46 win, 3 in a row. And we'll see you back here for Roseburg on, once again, 2 in a row. Are you good? You don't have to travel, Coach.
I know. I think I said we got 4 in a row. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's really weird.
Once again, hey, thanks for your time. Head coach Nate Olson. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the Grants Pass numbers for you quickly because we've got a girls' game to get out of the way for them here. Grants Pass scoring came on 30 field goals, 7 three-pointers, 10 of 13 from the free throw line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And we're whistled for 8 fouls is all in the basketball game. For the individual, well, for the quarter scoring, Grants Pass led early 21-14 at the end of one. At the end of two, 44-29 after winning that one 23-15. They outscored the Wolverines 21-15 in the third period and 31-2 in the fourth period. Just dominated them. 77-46, the final score. Individual scoring for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Sophomore Matthew Bayard was whistled for 1 foul. Dirk Ely got 1 2-point field goal, 2 points. Abisai Amaya, 1 2-point field goal and a foul. Preston Gerlitz, a 3-point field goal. 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 4 points and no fouls. Bronx Ely had 3 points on a field goal and 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line, no fouls. Caden Dedman, 2 field goals, 2 and a 3, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, that's 6 points, and a single foul. Weston Berg, 1 2-point field goal and 3 fouls. Branson Young, 4 field goals, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 11 points in the basketball game and 2 fouls. James Traylor, 4 field goals, 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 10 points, and a single foul. And Grady McKittrick had 6 field goals, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3-pointers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 3-pointers. Gracious. Ended up with 15 points, had no fouls. Leading scorer, Jordan Rosetta, had 9 field goals, 2 of 3 at the free throw line, 20 points for Jordan. We'll talk about the player of the game when we come back after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's see. We've run down all the individual numbers. We're going to talk about the player of the game, and there are lots of things to take into consideration. We go this through every time. With all of the scoring tonight and everybody being involved, it's even a bigger chore. But we've made a decision. Tonight's player of the game going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll announce that right after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's always the Rosettas and the McKittricks, and we tip our hats to them. But tonight, we're going to pick out a young man who, well, the coach said probably his best game of the season so far, and that's James Traylor. 4 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and a single foul. Lots of rebounds, lots of handling the ball, and cat quick. Fun to watch James Traylor, our player of the game, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll remind you that next Tuesday night, the Grants Pass Cavemen, with a 3-game winning streak, host the Roseburg Indians right here at Heater Newman Gym. Coming up momentarily here in the gym, it's the Lady Cavers taking on the Willamette Wolverines right now. We'll be off the air for that one, ladies and gentlemen. We'll wish the Lady Cavers best of luck. And I'll remind you that for Aaron Stone, staffing radio control, executive producer is Brian Deonte. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen 77, the Wolverines of Willamette 46. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.